Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. According to reports, Newcastle are sounding out candidates for key roles as Saudi Arabia's public investment fund's £300 million takeover edges closer, with Luis Campos, Domenico Tetti and Owen Brown all on the radar of the would-be owners. Brown is a long-term colleague of former Magpies boss Rafa Benitez and is said to be confident of a director of football role at St James's Park, with Frank McParland involved. Former Liverpool Academy director McParland was once Nottingham Forest director of football and is credited with recruiting Raheem Sterling and Jordan Ibe for the Reds and Scott Hogan and Andre Gray at Brentford. Newcastle plan to have a team of intelligent directors post-takeover, and intermediaries across Europe have been made aware of their plans, with potential candidates being spoken to. Meanwhile, Newcastle have reportedly stepped up their interest in Irving Lozano. Newcastle were already linked with Lozano earlier this week, but they quickly seem to have firmed up their interest. The Magpies are now said to have made contact with Lozano's agent, Mino Raiola, to let him know they want to take the rapid forward. Lozano has struggled since a £36 million move to Napoli in the summer, and Newcastle are hoping they can tempt him to make the move to the northeast. And finally, Danny Rose believes Premier League footballers are being treated like lab rats in Project Restart. The Tottenham defender, currently on loan at Newcastle, has criticised the decision to allow training to resume in the top flight after testing revealed 6 positive coronavirus cases on Tuesday. A number of Premier League players have voiced their concerns over the plan to restart the season next month, and Rose believes that footballers are risking their health by returning to training. That's all for now. We'll have more later.